Let me tell you this short story about the Apollo. I heard this many years later. Played Apollo Theater. There were a group of drummers that would be in the audience for the first show. During those days, you did 5-6 shows a day at the Apollo Theater.
Really? Starting at what time?
Oh, in the morning, a.m. I don't remember exactly, but I mean, if it was a hot show where the people were coming, they'd have lines, so they would add shows. It wouldn't be a contract saying you had to do this amount. They would add, you know, every time you come off, you'd see what time the half was, the half hour before the show. So anyhow, I'm this youngster playing with Louis Russell's band. Nervous, yeah. Playing a show. I learned one thing with Louis Russell. He says, if you ever get lost, you know, lose the meter, you lose your place playing for something. He told me to roll. If you roll, there's no bap, 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 bap. There's no time. It's almost like playing free. That's how I learned to play free, because you don't give no definite beat. You just let it float. So I got that from Louis Russell, when you roll. So anyhow, many years later, after I became, you know, I'm in my 30s or 40s, I'm with Panama Francis. Panama was one of the hot drummers from that area. He played with Cab. He used to play with Lucky Millinder a lot. He told me that they would always wait in the front row, a group of drummers. So if the drummer couldn't play the show, they would get the gig for the week. Mm-hmm. You know, if a new drummer with a band or a young guy coming in that couldn't play for the show, you wouldn't work that week. You'd have to be off or something. The band leader would either. Anyhow, Panama told me this many years later. He said, man, when you came, guys looked at each other and said, man, we might as well go home.